Okay. The title of this sermon for this morning is Let Go, Let God. Humans have a bad habit. They like to cling to bad habits. Bad food. Bad things to drink. Not exercising. Sitting down behind the computer or the TV and just sit your days away. Even people, in a religious sense, like to cling to their own bad habits, meaning doing their own will instead of the will of God. Sometimes we just like to grab hold of the things we do, and when somebody, something, points us to the truth, instead of embracing the truth, we like to embrace the bad thing more and more, instead of doing the good thing, of course, will. Throughout Scripture, the Bible teaches us to stick close to God. We all remember the text from Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, because that is your reasonable service. God is telling us, do my will. That's the least you can do. Let go of your own understandings and be reasonable. Later on in verse 2 we even read that what we should do is to renew our minds and our thoughts, and especially concerning health. We need to do some reasoning. We all know that McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King is not the best food that you could put into your body. Or is it? We all know that we should go more often to the groceries and buy that apple, buy that orange, and eat something beneficial for our health. Plain and simple reasoning. And still, in one kind of strange matter, we like to cling to that is not good to our lives. In Josiah, the first chapter, we read how terrible it is, how the Lord looks at worship that is not according to His will. Josiah 1. And there, the Lord speaks to Josiah and says, come now, in verse 8, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. To your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they may be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, in a religious sense, but also in health, we know what is good for us. We know what we should do. If we use the proper reasoning, our bad lifestyles, our bad lifestyle choices can turn for the better. If we use some plain and simple reasoning. We all know that God displeases wrong worship. If we do things on our own way, with our own feelings, our own intent, instead of thinking what the Lord wants, we are heading on a wrong path. Paul has written to the city of the Corinthians about our heavenly temple, our bodies. Our bodies should be a temple of the Holy Ghost. We shouldn't defile our temple. If we use proper worship during our church service, why do we sometimes don't offer a good worship service with our lifestyle? And I'm guilty of the same thing, because I also do sometimes think that it's not good from hell. But every time I must remember myself, we all must remember that God wants us to do the proper thing with some plain and simple reasoning. So, why are we going for a healthy lifestyle? Most people say, well, I choose a healthy lifestyle because I can run faster. I can look better. I'm the more suave for other people. Maybe I will find a good husband or a good wife later in my life if I look well. Some people make their lifestyle choices based on their own understanding. And it's good to live a proper lifestyle, okay. But it's more important that we choose to live a proper lifestyle so that we can have a better relationship with Christ. What and why do we make our proper lifestyle choices? In Matthew 6, the scripture reader we just have read with each other, we see that people are worried. Worried about what they should eat. Worried about what they should clothe themselves with. Worry, worry, worry. The same thing with people who want to change their lifestyle choices. I should eat better. But where should I start? Where should I begin? How would I do it? Can I do it by myself or not? And then is the answer of our Lord. I know what you need. I know what you should get. Start with the kingdom of God. We all know New Start. There's the acronym for nutrition, for exercise, for water, for your sunlight during the day, for living a temperate lifestyle, for air, for rest, and the final T stand for trust in God. One thing that is very sad about New Start is that the trust in God is at the end. Trust in God should be at the first instance before you start with your lifestyle choices. Because many people, they come to a meeting, like my wife and I will present when we go throughout Holland. Oh, how can we eat better? Oh, how can I make the best vegan dish there is? Oh, tell me, how can I drink enough water? All kind of questions about living a healthy lifestyle. And they're good. They're very good questions, don't get me wrong. But nobody asks us, how should we trust in God? We are so clinged to looking better, feeling better, running faster, looking terrific, that we forget the last T. You cannot have better nutrition, better exercise, better water, better sunlight, better temperance, better air, better rest, if you don't start with trusting in God first. Lifestyle choices begin with Christ. It doesn't begin with eating an apple in your life. We all know the story of in Luke 17, the story about the 10 leopards. They were sick. Very, very sick. We need help. We need help from this crippling disease. And there comes Jesus. Jesus comes to them and they acknowledge that he can cure them. Because they want to be cured. And that's a good thing. And the Lord, he cures them. Oh, and they were happy. Just as we start our first vegan meal. And we are so happy that we can cook a nice vegan meal for our family. And then those leopards went away. And one came back. One realized that the one who cured him is the one who should give and get the praise. It sounds a bit strange, but how often did you thank the Lord, not only for the blessing for the food, but for the fact that you could make something helpful, and that is because the Lord drew you to a changing of your lifestyle. If you start with God, with lifestyle choices, then you will reap more benefit than just living healthier, because you could live healthier. Changing starts with Christ, not without Him. That's why, brothers and sisters, why are we trying to do our best on our own terms? Those scribes and Pharisees, you know about all the rules that they made? Besides the Torah, besides the Ten Commandments, all kind of rules that was terrible and not easy to fulfill to. You know in Matthew 23, what Jesus said to the scribes? That don't do the things they say, but don't live their lifestyle. That those scribes, those Pharisees, that they're preventing others to enter into the kingdom because of how they're doing. If we take it concerning health, are we saying to other people, you should eat vegan now, and you should do this, and you should do that, without telling them that that you're doing it because you want to share God's will for them in their lives? Because God doesn't have plans that bring us down, but gives plans for a hopeful life. Why? Why we proclaim the health message without proclaiming to let go and let God? We present the message that you should do things instead of saying to people, let God guide you through these lifestyle choices. Because then it will be worldwide. You all remember the story from John 5. The man at the pool of Bethesda. They are sitting near the pool. And every time the water moves, people get in and they get healed. And you're sitting there. Nobody is wanting to help you. Nobody cares for you. Nobody is willing to lift you a hand. And you're seeing people get cured day by day and month by month. Waiting until you get cured. John 5 verse 6. When Jesus saw that man laying down, and he knew that he had been there a long time in the case, he said unto them, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? And let's say that impotent man, I cannot get into the water. It's the same reaction that we often have with our health style choices. I want to lose some weight. I'm doing everything, Lord. I'm keeping to your commandments, your will, everything, and that it doesn't work. I don't bother with the health message, some people say. It doesn't work for me. It works the other way around. Jesus said, would I be made whole? Then we should start with a list of excuses. Or a list of things we did. We just have to say, Lord, I am willing to follow your will. your direction. And then the Lord can do miracles. So if some of you are thinking about living healthier, doing the things of God's will, start with Christ. Start with your Bible. Start praying and digging into the Word of God and seeking God's will and understanding for your life. Do some plain and simple reasoning. Start with Christ. Start with trusting in God. Do we believe in the One who has given us the health message? Marcus 9. The story about the very sick boy. From verse 17, Marcus 9. A father sees his son foaming out of his mouth. Terrible sight. Very ill. I did everything. And it doesn't stop. I did everything that I could do and it doesn't work. Rabbi, what should I do? Verse 19 of Marcus 9. The Lord answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and he wallowed foaming, the boy. And he asked the father, how long is it ago since this came to him? As he said, when he was a child. And oftentimes he had cast him into the fire, and into the waters to destroy him. But thou canst anything have compassion on us, and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible for those that believe. You got a very sick child, sick parent, sick relatives. And you did everything to help him. Everything. What should you do? It's my own testimony. I'm very sick. To be honest, if I don't go to the hospital anymore, I will die in 2 or 3 weeks. And I could say, Lord, I did everything. It doesn't work. So leave your help message alone. I will do my own way. Because it doesn't work. What was said of the Lord? All things are possible if you believe. It starts with trusting in God. Healing, restoration starts with trusting in God. Even though you might get well in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 years, or forever on this planet. Trust in God. All things are possible. Don't throw away a healthy lifestyle because it doesn't work when you want it to work. You know that I've eaten clean meat for a bigger part of my life. Because you can eat clean meat. And with my wife, we talked about it and I changed my diet. So I became, a couple of years ago, vegetarian. And I thought, Lord, now I am eating vegetarian food, so heal me. I didn't get better. Should I then say, Lord, you said it in your word, but it doesn't work for me, so I will go my own way. No. If you keep to the principle from Marcus 9, Lord, help my unbelief. Meaning, Even though you won't see the beneficial effects of living a better health style, still I will trust in God. Though he may slay me, yet will I trust him. This is what we should do. Lord, help our unbelief. So again, why proclaiming the left arm of the three angels' message? Why share with people a healthy lifestyle? Is it because that everybody in the world can be vegetarian? Or is it because everybody might trust in God? If we live out the health message, nutrition, exercise, enough water, enough sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God, people might see that we trust the Lord more, we trust God's word more than leaning on our own understanding, leaning on our own faulty reasoning. You know that song that we sing on Pet Finding? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. I lean. We should start leaning on the Lord's side. We don't have the health message as Adventists, as Seventh-day Adventists, to walk around and say, look at us! We're special! We got the health message! And you don't. We've got the health message to say, God wants the best for all of you. With the least of your own input and the most of God's word into your life. And if it can be in matters of health, it can be in evangelism, in outreach, in the work within the church, in supporting each other, if we just start with trusting His word, His will, His understanding, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let go of your own understanding and let God renew our life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus knows what we need. Jesus knows what we should do to attain that, what he wants for our lives. And then you get bad news. I have talking with a person who was buried yesterday. Living the health message for all of his life. And he died. What was the first reaction? It doesn't work. God doesn't save us. See that person die. Why did the Lord let somebody die who lived everything of new start? When people say, yeah, maybe it doesn't work. And I see so many churches in Holland proclaiming and linking the health message to some kind of religious act, that if you don't live the health message, then you're condemned for hell. Instead of using the health message as a way to read your Bible more properly. Because if you're clear in your mind, you can understand God's word even better. And in this confusing time, we need some clear minds, don't we? If you follow your stomach with all kind of bad foods, and your body has to work for days before it gets digested, how can get you that clear understanding of what God wants for our lives? It's hard. It's not impossible, but it's hard. And in confusing times like these, we should try to focus on what God wants for us. Clear reasoning, clear understanding. Just think about the people living in the desert, the people of Israel, who went out of bondage in Israel, in Egypt, went to the Red Sea, received the Ten Commandments, received the moral law, the law of Moses, and they're walking through the desert. And then something wonderful happens, a miracle. While you're walking, manna comes down from heaven. Food of the angels. Delicious. Something that you want to eat. The Lord provides for us the things we need. For example, He gave us an apple. He gave us a banana, or an orange, or a tomato, cucumber. He gives it, and we look at the food that God gives us. And then just as the Israelites that left Egypt, Lord, is this what we're getting? We left Egypt, and we had the best of foods over there. And you're giving us nothing but manna to eat? Ah! How could a normal sane person reject the food of angels? It's just like when mom or dad comes home, fixes up a dinner for their children or their relatives, and you sit down at the table and you see a cucumber, a tomato, and you're sitting down and you're looking at the green and red on your plate, and then you call out to the guests, is this what we're getting? Back home we had a shopping center and there was McDonald's, and now I'm getting a cucumber and a tomato to eat. It's the same reaction as those Israelites that came out of Egypt. The Lord is giving you something is the best. And what are we doing? Okay, I will eat it, but why don't we understand that God, just as our parents, want the best for us? Why are we clinging to our own understanding, our own way? Luke 8. The women with the issue of blood. She went to all the doctors, all the physicians, everybody to help her. And nobody could make her whole. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we go to the doctor, we go to the surgeon, and they don't give us the help we hope to get. What did this lady do? Trust in God. If I could only touch the hem of His garment. If I could only touch Him that could make me whole. If you don't see a way out of your bad situation, don't leave the help message, but cling to Jesus even more than you did. And let it be His will how He deal with your situation. Maybe you have to close your eyes on this earth prematurely. But if you stick with God's will, if you stick with His word, He will open your eyes on the day when the trumpets will shout from left and right and say, you trust in God, and that's why you can eat in the garden of the new Garden of Eden from the best fruits available. What do we cling to? What do we trust in? If we want to have a healthier lifestyle, we should trust in God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and everything you ask will be given unto you. Trust in God. The easiest way to cling to the plan of God is sticking to His will, to His plan. That is what God wants in our lives. Yes, it is important to eat the proper food. It is important to get out of behind your computer and TV and walk around. It is very well to eat and to drink at least 2 liters of water, at least 2 liters of water, clear water every day. It is important to have the proper sunlight D, the sunlight, vitamin D in your lives. It is important to eat enough, not too much, enough, and be temperate. It is very important to have clean air in your life and not walk behind polluted cars. It is important to take rest from your activities. It's all important. But changing your lifestyle doesn't begin with those points. It begins with trust in God. Can we leave this place trusting God even more than we came in this morning? Can we let go of our own understanding and let God interfere in our lives? Now this principle, let go, let God, is not for health only, it's for evangelism, it's for the work of the deacon, it's the work of the church board. It is letting go of what we want and letting God do what He wants us to do. And if we let go and let God, we will see how triumphant God is when He opens those ports of the New Jerusalem for those who let Him, God, do His will. Amen.